Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Their heads explode.
As they die,
as their corpses cool, they slowly turn into humans. Zia Mia writes down on a piece of paper, turns it around and says, werewolves, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
So, I'm not quite sure when we can head back there. I think the element of surprise might be a bit gone.
Out of the darkness looms two figures. They resolve into what looks to be serfs or peasants, locals. One of them, they both hold torches.
Is instantly dead or is he bleeding out?
That would be instantly dead. He knocks his head around and he falls over. Yeola swears.
With a heavy head and muttering about how I miss Felmorn, we start crunching
good times. Remember how they got eaten? Remember how you've only ever been, you two have been the only survivors, and that's getting suspicious? You approach the house. Obviously, no one comes out. Are you going to try and cast Shatter in the house from 60 feet as soon as you come into range?
Yes.
When you get, like, incredibly close, like, right up to the building, the hag bursts out the front door.
Foolish. Idiots.
Big T, you're first.
I would like to rage.
Uh-huh.
And charge. Hey.
Mm-hmm. You'll need to hop a fence and then up onto the little porch, which will be two athletics checks. Unless you want to go the long way, which means that you won't get to attack this turn.
No, I would like to take the risk, please.
Okay. First athletics check. Failed. You trip over the fence.
No.
You fall face first into the veggie patch.
No, that's just going to be so extra sorry. Mad.
And what would you like Sarin to do?
Dissonant whispers, please.
What an amazing opening move. Like, from the hag's perspective of, like, fucking adventurers coming to kill me. Oh, no, here they come. What a... Pff.
Someone screams, charges at you with a halberd, and eats shit in your potatoes.
Guess I'm not making soup tonight.
The hag takes 8 points of damage.
Good.
Good.
And then it is Tavertine's turn. It's Tavertine. Tavertine lands from above.
Death from above.
He's going to use one of his key points, and he starts tearing into her.
Ah! Fucking bird! Why is it always birds with you adventurers? Ah, a bird familiar. Ah, a bird I'll turn into. Ah, bird, bird, bird. Fuck you.
I can't turn into a bird. It's the one thing that Adam keeps saying I'm not allowed.
And so yet you have turned into one several times, so you not you can be quiet.
Yeah. It is shush time for you. Point. Yeah, he's made a good point.
It's shush time. Yeah. Tabatime deals 21 points of damage. Calm the fuck down.
Good work, Tabatime.
God fucking damn it. Then it is the hag's turn. You piece of shit! You fucking little piece of shit! I'll fucking kill you!
Oh my god, she's rude!
She lashes out with her claws at Tavertime. Tavertime dances deftly out of the way. I mean dances. He dances when he fights. He does like a cool spin as well. It's like a ballet as he kind of just moves around her. God, you stand fucking still! Fuck! Cunt shit piss!
Oh my god!
It's Glovel's turn.
Right. Well, I'll get my summoned beast in to attack if I can.
Oh, what did you pick? Land, air, water.
Oh, I could pick. Can I? I'll probably go with land. Yes. Land.
It charges forwards. And it gets advantage because Tavertime is there. It lashes out and hits. It's going to deal D8 plus 4 plus 2, so 6 piercing damage. 7 piercing damage. Oh, well.
Yeah, what a little trooper.
I'm imagining it's a pug, but only because I want to.
Oh, yeah.
A tiny little pug made out of dirt. Yeah. It would be made out of water or air, depending.
Oh, yes, a little dirt dog. And then I will cast Melf's acid arrow.
You fire an acid arrow at the hag. I think that hits. No. Oh, wow. Her AC is way higher than I thought it was. You should have missed a bunch.
Oh.
Wow. All right. The acid arrow, you would grab a regular arrow. Like someone who could grab arrows would grab an arrow. She grabs the acid arrow and then it melts out of her hand, dealing no damage.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you. You think you're fucking better than me? Oh, you'll fucking see.
Yeah.
I'll fucking eat you. I literally will eat you. I'm going to eat you.
And she gestures to her open mouth. When she opens her mouth, Glubble, you see rings of teeth going down her throat.
Hey. Yeah. All right. And I'll, Ziamir, she knows a little bit about hags, right? Or not much?
No. We established earlier she doesn't really.
Okay. Well, she is going to... maybe Tasha's mind whip.
She needs to make an int saving throw. The hag fails the int saving throw, is going to take 3d6 damage. The hag takes 12 points of damage.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you think you're funny, do you? I'm going to take this whip and I'm going to hang you with it.
I guess she thinks she's funny.
I'm going to string you up.
She's so violent.
Then I'm going to use your fucking intestines to string up your friend. Then I'm going to use their fucking eye sockets as food. Ah! She points to her mouth. Fuck!
Look. We may kill, but at least we're not mean about it.
It's Yeola and Chantel's turn. Both of them charge straight towards her down the garden path. Yeola casts Guiding Bolt. It misses. The guiding bolt, she dodges, and the guiding bolt splashes harmlessly against the wall behind her. Chantel action surges, attacking twice. A miss and a critical hit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And stay down. Normal damage and target is knocked prone and stunned for one round. Fort negates stun. Chantel slams her into the fucking wall and then brings her hammer down onto her head. con saving throw, it'll depend on the damage. 8 points of damage, she will fail that saving throw.
Hey.
And so she misses her next turn, basically.
Ah,
it is great good to news. Know.
And Big T, it's your turn again.
I would like to get up and attack with the halberd.
All right, do you want to try and jump the up onto the porch as well?
Absolutely, I want to do that. Would.
You successfully jump onto the porch. You get advantage because she's prone.
And, oh, you could do that critical hit. I mean,
oh, if I get advantage because she's prone.
Yeah.
And my rules lawyer is on the ball. Mm. May I please use my extra walloping?
What does that one do?
If I hit, it's a critical.
Is that one before you play?
Yep.
So I don't. I can't know what if I've hit or not.
All right, you miss. So... That was your turn, Big T. What would you like Sarin to do?
I would like to use Dissident Whispers. Sarin,
Well, I was going to say, as your rules lawyer, I'm trying to work out maybe how you can help yourself out here, because you do have that reckless attack, which gives you another advantage on melee weapons.
You already had advantage,
so you don't do like a double advantage.
No, there's no double advantage.
That's like you did a roll 3 die. That's a disappointing. Yeah, you got nothing.
It's probably a bit late to rage at this point as well. I would say that the opportunity to rage has probably come and gone.
She was raging.
Were you raging? Are you talking about when you were like, I'm going to rage now?
Before I attacked, the first time I raged. And then I raged, screamed, tripped over a garden bed and ate shit in the potatoes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, you actually should have also gotten, you know what? I didn't know that. So you actually should have also gotten advantage on those checks to jump the fence. Yeah. So I will allow a re-roll.
Thank you, rules lawyer.
So you still miss. But if it makes you feel any better, she does have a really high AC. I didn't realize. It's really high. I didn't know that. I was like, oh yeah, hag, probably like a spellcaster. This is going to be a short fight. Then I was like, oh, her hit points are quite high, actually. Oh shit, her AC. Oh fuck, her melee attack. I guess she's a bruiser. Fuck me.
Ew, but that's
not good for us at all.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sirin was going to use Hideous Laughter just to make her shut up, but if she's already...
Dissonant whispers.
No, she was gonna use Hideous Laughter to knock her prone and make her like shut up, but because she's already already prone, she will be using Dissonant Whispers again.
Ah, I see. She casts Dissonant Whispers. The hag makes unfortunately passes the saving throw. All right, so she'll take 7 points of damage. Thank God for your rules, lawyer. Just saying.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you on retainer.
Yes, you're right. You're right. So I'm paid the little gold.
That was your turn. It's Taver time. Tavertine starts laying into the prone witch. He misses. Critical hit. Long gash, normal damage, and 8 bleed.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, all right. So he deals 10 points of damage. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, yes, the funny little fucking bird. You fucking cunt. You fucking asshole. I'll fucking turn you inside out so you can eat your asshole. You fuck. I've got worms in my hut. I'm going to feed you worms and force them out your anus. You're fucking bird cloaca shit.
Oh, my God.
It's the hag's turn. She misses her turn. Fuck, yes. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Glubble.
Almost distracted by such a beautiful sentiment, I get my dirt dog to attack, and then...
Dirt dog! One fine day with a dirt and a dog.
Maybe it was
dirt
born because of little dog.
Dirt dog. 8 damage from a dirt dog.
I will try, why not? In infestation here. Frostbite. I'll go frostbite.
She needs to make a constitution saving throw. Fuck, fuck, fuck. She goes quiet.
Why is she going quiet?
Out of initiative. She's dead.
Should we cut her up to make sure? She's scary.
What?
Yeola steps on her neck and presses down.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Good work, Yeola. I give a thumbs up. Yeah, that's... I go
and then the noises stop.
Maybe call up my dog to pet.
Yeah. Her bark was worse than her bite. Do you think instead of going back to get our camping stuff, we can just take her things? They're probably nicer.
Maybe.
You go into our hut?
Yeah. Is there anything good in there?
There is, in the middle of the room, like a table. It looks kind of like half an operating table, half a dinner table. So there's like accoutrement, like straps and shit like that to hold someone down and do stuff to them. Mm. On the table right now, there is a little girl. The little girl's body has been mangled and broken. There is a large like area of shatter around the middle of the room where she is. On the
oh, no.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oh.
Christ.
We don't know that was that.
No, okay, it's very
we
obvious.
Know that was...
Yeah, that was brutal.
There's no damage to this room other than the place where the shatter hit it.
She's definitely there's no like.
Oh yeah, she wasn't even like a level 1 commoner. She was a child. She had 1 hit point.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. That's I just have a. I just I don't. I get out. I sit. Nope.
No, I leave. Also, I leave. That's not.
That's we leave. Fucked.
Having killed that man's brother and sister, what would you like to do?
Did we need to see what was in the did you get your horns back? Do we need to see?
Everyone's sitting outside. No one's particularly happy with themselves.
Did we need to get the horns back? Do we need to get the I maybe roll over the hag. Anything she's got that might be
you
able to
pat down the hag.
Might be able to help with whatever that was.
Mm.
Can is we there, help? Can we? Is there anything we can? We can do here.
Well, without searching the room, as no one seems to want to go back in.
Is there anything we can bring? I mean, I know you were saying that the hag, if when she brings people back from the dead,
you find a bag of gemstones.
That's whatever. Don't care.
In addition to that, you find a bag of fingers.
Okay. Yeah, fuck off. Okay, we don't need them.
Look, it's
don't need them.
And in addition to that, you find some alchemical reagents, some a vial of blood.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You find what else? Would you
what's
find?
The vial of
blood? You
like, find the vial of blood. Do we know? Does it say anything? Does it look like it might be? Can I? Would that be good to break?
Well, all you know is that it's blood.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You find another little like tube thing with a rat suspended in liquid. The rat is like half desiccated. It's a long dead rat. You find a lot of a pouch, like a hairy pouch of fingernails and hair.
Cool. Cool.
You find a jar of liquid that when you reach out, when anyone's holding it, the second Zia Mia sees it, she like gives you a really stern look and shakes her head, and whoever's holding it just puts it down. She doesn't elaborate what it is, unless it's someone asks.
I don't want to know.
Not for me to know.
No. And finally, you find a Well, actually, finally, you find a like a little coin purse. There are 5 red coins in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they seem magical? Do they give off a?
Who's holding them? Who's turning them over?
I've probably because I'm doing the searching. I guess.
All right.
I
would find the bag then,
and then I would hold them out to somebody. Does anyone have any something to wrap a body in?
Zia Mia grabs the coin. Just kind of like presses her nail on it and kind of scratches at it with her nail. Whatever the red stuff is, it comes off. Okay. There's a gold coin beneath. She hands it back to you, takes out a little notepad, writes on it, shows it to you, dried blood.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
5 coins coated in dried blood.
We can leave them.
We don't need money, actually.
Does anyone have any, like, a shroud? Anything?
Yeah, between the 7 of you, you managed to produce a shroud for the little girl.
Look, I'm just going to go in and cover her up and wrap her up. Maybe not leave her in this area here. If anyone wants to look through this before we burn it down, you're all more than welcome.
None of the NPCs are particularly interested in pilfering through here right now. Zia Mia, actually, no, wait. Zia Mia does, like, search around the place.
Mm.
She takes out a bunch of things and sets them outside.
Okay. I tried to wrap up the little girl in a shroud.
Chantel, Yeola, and Sarin go for the unconscious man and the dead man.
Yep. Okay.
They bring them back. You've got everyone here. Zia Mia has like a little neat pile of things outside of the hut. Right. You set fire to the hut.
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Absolutely. Sure do.
Zia Mia digs a hole and puts all of the things she's collected in the hole and covers it up.
Mm. Okay. All right.
You can ask her about it if you want.
What was that?
Why didn't you want them to be burned?
She writes on a piece of paper. Shows it around. Actually, no, she pulls at a brainworm and gives you the brainworm.
Hump.
You see these items being burnt in the fire, and some of them release evil spirits. Some of them burn with, like, noxious, poisonous odor that kills things nearby, and other various awful things happening if these things burn.
That makes sense. May you also chuck the hag in there to burn?
She kicks the hag towards the burning hut.
Good, 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 good. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ben, which way do we go?
Just hold my hand, Ben.
Where? It's dark.
I know, it's really dark. It's dark. I think this is the door. Let me just.
Ow, ow. Oh, what is that?
They left the door open. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Told ya.
D&D is for Nerd Central Hub.
Their pod cave is bigger than our pod cave.
Yeah, it's way bigger than ours. Ours.
Shit.
What?
Did they? They left the mics on.
They did too.
Oh, yeah.
Should we say hello?
Yeah. This is Emil, by the way, from Dice Paper Roll. You heard from me last week. I just wanted to bring my friend Ben, also from the show. And
hey.
Yeah, he wanted to say g'day too.
Yeah, g'day.
I did want to show on the podcast, but while we're here, it's probably worth saying we've got an extra Melbourne International Comedy Festival show on the 23rd of April. We just did a one with Tripod, which you can check out if you get onto our streams. And it's cracking. It's fair to say.
Yeah, it is a bloody good time.
It's a big aquatic adventure, and you should come along and listen to the Melbourne show and also the Tripod game because it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, while we're here, we may as well keep playing the little...
Yeah, let's show them a bit more of the last bit, the last campaign.
So last week, Emil showed you all a clip from our most recent Curse of Strahd campaign.
Yeah, and it's another water-based adventure, that little bit anyway. Yeah, just water. Just water.
Nothing else, no.
Nothing really. On terra firma and nothing in the sky.
It's all water, goddammit. But no, this is a river rescue and in a flying giant scale. That's all you really need to know. Let's roll the clip.
Here you go.
Is it this button?
You're the third person to save my life today. Thank you, Sasha.
Third person. Guess I'm just driving the car. Righto.
Oh, sorry, yeah? Sonny. Did you say something?
No. It's fine. I'll roll the window up and like a chauffeur's window goes up in between all of you and Sonny. Also, a mini bar pops up in the middle.
Oh, I could murder a vodka right now.
Should we maybe land this thing on, like, dry land before we start drinking and driving?
No, we're in the back. He's in the front. He can't drink.
Bloody Mary, anybody?
Yes, thank you.
Wait, I can't drink? Oh, shit.
You can't hear us. The thing is up. You can't hear us.
It's an open top.
We can say anything.
It's literally an upside down giant skull.
Lush.
All right. So where are you flying this upside down giant skull?
Ragyog whips out the tourist map of Barovia.
Have a look at this.
Haven't you learned anything? I'm a Republican. I can't read. Ben, that was good. You were really good in that.
Oh, thanks, Emil.
Yeah, no, you were.
No, you were.
Come on now. I knew I brought you along this little mini adventure for a reason.
Yeah.
If you liked that, then go to dicepaperroll.com and check us out. We have the Curse of Strahd campaign.
We've got a homebrew campaign that stretches two seasons over 70 eps with original music, original artwork. That's all on the website too, by the way.
Yeah, check it out. And we've got heaps of big plans. Like, we're going to do more live shows more regularly. We've also got an Into the Feywild adventure coming up. So keep your eyes on our channel for all of those updates.
And you can also find us at Dice Paper Roll on all of the socials. That's Roll with an E, as in role play, because we like stupid bloody puns.
I thought it was Roll with an E, as in every time we say we have to say it's Roll with an E.
Hey, I didn't leave that door open.
Oh, shit. Did you hear that?
What was that?
Hello? Is anyone in there?
Oh, my God. Fuck. They're back.
Samit, is that you?
Go, Vin, go.
Back out. Fingers down.
Samit, leave me alone now.
Hey, come back here. Fucking dice paper roll.
Right. Well, I guess...
She doesn't burn... There, out of all the things, though, that you bury, she doesn't bury one thing, a lantern. The lantern has like a beautiful, elegant, probably elven design to it.
Oh, what's this?
Okay.
She hands that to you.
Oh, thank you. Is this for keeping or?
And she seems to struggle with it. She writes on a piece of paper, shows it to you. Prison.
There's somebody in here?
She nods.
How do we get them out?
She shrugs.
Yeah. Does, if well, Cass knows about this, that, can Tree Stump know about this?
Yes.
Oh, I think there's a spirit trapped inside the lamp, which means the lamp can be helpful to us until we figure out how to free the little spirit.
Okay.
Hello, well, little friend. Can the spirit hear me?
There's no response.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get you out.
Can you open the lamp?
Ziamia slowly turns a little knob at the top of the lamp, and a flame comes on inside the lamp. The flame, you realize, as it begins to move, it stands up. The flame turns into, like, the shape of a person. There's a little person, like, vaguely person-shaped, but made out of flames. They're teeny tiny, maybe smaller than half your thumb. They walk to the edge of the lantern and put their hands on the side. They look up at you pleadingly.
I reach out my finger and touch it to their hand. We're going to get you out of there, okay?
They nod and put both of their hands over their chest.
I give her like a squint. What kind of person do they look like?
It's hard to tell because they're small and they're made out of flames. Yeah. But you see obvious elven features, ears, stuff like that. Even, like, the flames are detailed enough that you can probably even make out, like, some parts of their dress, and you can see that they are wearing what would be called leaf weave armor.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, we'll attempt to free you at some point. I look over to I think I'll also wrap the other person who is dead in a shroud of some kind.
Sure, yeah.
And then I guess we'll turn to the rest and be like, well, what do we do with the third? Wake him up and say that
he's free now.
The hag. Or
I think we should sleep on it, says Yeola. We've experienced a lot of trauma recently, and I think we need some time to process that.
That's fair. Should we...
We should set up...
Are we taking these with us and setting a camp somewhere?
Everyone nods.
Set up a camp, yes.
It's
journey into the forest a little bit.
Well, there's no forest, but there is a river nearby. You stroll to the river.
Just away from
just,
this?
Just away. Yeah. I was hoping for trees so we wouldn't have to see what we did.
Well, you could probably... Well, no, you'd see the burning in the distance. You reach the river, though. And
we angle ourselves.
We go to sleep so facing the away. Water.
Okay. So what's your next move here? Gentlemen, gentle ladies, and all other gentles in between.
So I guess we've decided to go have a rest. Yes,
it's a rest for our minds too, because of the crimes we've done.
So I guess we set up a rather sad camp with the meager possessions we've got. The what would you call them? A non-adventuring person.
Civilian.
A non-adventuring person.
Yes, a civilian.
Someone who is adventuring challenged, yes.
A level one.
A level one commoner. Actually, what does the world call? Because I'm like, citizen, right? But I'm like, well, citizen of what? And then it's like, peasant seems just too mean. Commoner also seems kind of mean.
What are you asking?
What do you refer to? Maybe a homebody, because like, if you don't adventure.
The general populace?
The general populace. Like, is there just general populace, or is there
people,
like,
I suppose?
I mean, yes, because people, right?
Well, I suppose, like,
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, we don't refer to everyone who isn't an actor as a civilian. Is it closest to army? Yeah. Army has civilian.
I don't know if... I suppose you could call them non-combatants or civilians. Peasants, serfs, depends where you are in the world, I suppose.
Is there an affected occupation or status? Like, if maybe if you're a nurse, you could call everyone who isn't a nurse a patient.
Yeah. Do we have rules of engagement with this company outfit? I don't know.
Well, hang on a minute. Nurses can still be patients.
That's true.
Yeah.
And rules of engagement, there would not be a standard set. That's kind of a very, not necessarily a modern take, but there, yeah, there, well, I suppose there are some rules, but those rules would probably be because of local lords and whatnot. Like, it's not like the I was about to call you the Grey Dove Free Company, which, wow, things have changed. Holy shit. Going, getting up in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the Grey Hill Free Company doesn't have, like, like a only fire if fired upon. You can't attack religious buildings or something like that. Okay. They'd just be, like, local lords or barons or whatever, whoever could control the area that whoever can control an area gets to make the rules, kind of.
Okay. So it's like, just don't be a piece of shit, you know?
So the rules will kind of vary from place to place. So in some places in Kandor, you may not be allowed to carry a weapon freely into a church. In some places, you may not be able to carry it freely in a city. In other places, you can cut a man down if he stares at you wrong because the local lord doesn't have enough control in the area.
And actively encourages it.
And what tends to cause adventuring is when the local lord can't control the area very well, so there aren't a lot of rules.
Okay.
So we're filling a gap in the market.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're... if you want to call it a market, yes.
Well, we're getting paid.
Yes, hey. I guess we are. So I guess my question, the non-combatant, the commoner, level one commoner that Chantel, I guess, beat up, shall we say.
Cut down.
The one she beat up.
Beat up, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I guess the surviving one. What would we do with them? Would we just, like, I guess we would clearly disarm them. They are unconscious. Would we tie them up, like... They were fairly aggressive towards us. I would assume we would tie them up, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think if you, like, don't, other them. Members of the party restrain them.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes, well, yes. They don't know what they're doing, so.
Mm. Well, yeah, like, again, it's just when they wake up, things are good. So I guess we're getting prepared for the campsite, I guess, in a very, very somber mood. I would either help place, I guess, the two bodies that we've wrapped up somewhere. Help restrain and disarm, because we just don't know how he's going to act.
Maybe a conversation happens where, like, this person is not a threat to you. Yeah. You really don't need to restrain them.
Well,
even if, so long as you set a watch, there's not a lot they can do.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, look, if we took them once,
yeah.
We've already given them the mental prison of knowing what we're capable of.
Yeah, because that's the kind of thing. It's not really like, you know, he's not a criminal, he's not anything like that. Like, he just acted out of some kind of fear, I guess. And as long as we've disarmed him, and I guess we keep a watch, I'll just make sure his wounds are all, like, patched up, hit and, like, whatever, and just make sure they're, I guess, rested, like, comfortable as much as they can be. And I guess, yeah, we'll just have a rest. A very sad, angry rest.
You set a watch, or one of you remains conscious at any point in the night. Yeah. And as each of you take turns in the watch, so long as you're not, like, the first couple of watches, you notice that he has kind of recovered, at least recovered from his wounds. Yeah. And he's not standing up or anything like that. He's just, or doing anything. He's just sitting there, cradling his knees and staring at the two shrouded figures.
Okay. I guess at some point, like, do we know whatever order we're in the watch? I think I said whatever that is. I don't know. I think I'd like to just almost, I don't know. I think I was going to be just pissed off. Just very, I think Gluppel is just angry and sad and just very, like, almost staring at this guy with just, like, contempt kind of thing. Just to kind of, as we're watching, as, you know, standing over guard, I guess, just, yeah, almost just. Not saying much, just kind of staring at him, just very angry. Clearly angry at, like, himself and the rest of the party, but I guess can't take it out on, like, that just right now.
Well, if you're staring daggers at him or whatever, he doesn't really respond. Unless you're interacting with him very directly, he disregards the entire party for the rest of the night.
Okay.
The next morning,
you
begin breaking camp.
Yeah, I think if they've said nothing, yeah.
No, hasn't said anything.
How well? I guess like probably how well did we sleep? I'm guessing not very.
It was I probably didn't sleep a lot.
For the purposes of recovering abilities and whatnot, you can assume that you have had a long rest, but perhaps it was not a very restful rest. There is no stress mechanic yet in 5th edition.
But mark our words.
I'm on 6th ed.
Maybe someone else should introduce a stressed condition.
Yeah.
Maybe like, someone needs to get some darkest dungeon into this motherfucker.
Yeah, why not? Get some kind of like, yeah, this is not great on our psyche. Well, if everyone started like packing down things and the guy hasn't moved, I just want to like, I don't know. I think snap. Just have a bit of a shit one. Just absolute, almost throw a tanty, as it were. Just be like, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you say anything? We were here to help. We were meant to help you. We are adventurers. We do good. You simply jumped to a conclusion. Now two people. Are dead, and I don't know their names. You know, you didn't think this through. You just acted without a second guess. You didn't stop. You didn't see the signs. You didn't question anything. You just did it. And out of what? Fear? Paranoia? You strike first before my friends can what? You know, stab me in the back? Is that what you did? Just doesn't make you a friend. It makes you some kind of monster. Like why attack us? You know, six sense of duty that you thought you were doing good. You mean what, because the pay was nice? So you what? Who cares about the consequences? As long as I get what I want. As long as and I come out of this unscathed, you know, it doesn't matter. Now they're dead. Two nameless So tell me, what are the names? And what were you trying to do with the River Witch? What deal did you strike?
The man, still cradling his knees, without looking at you, says, David. His name is David.
And her name?
Her name is Suresh.
And what deal did you strike? What were you hoping to do?
Suresh is our little sister.
Like let that like pregnant pause just kind of just hang, and you were dealing with the.
We were in a field,
our
father's field. A cow saw a snake, it reared up, and it kicked her in the head. The doctor said there was nothing that could be done. We'd heard tales of the wild woman who lived out in the Badlands here and how she could, for a price, fix maladies of the mind.
Right.
When we arrived, the wild woman said that there were people in the darkness, and that if we could stop you, she would help her.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, you didn't think to perhaps, when you see us, who we were, when we tried to speak to you, perhaps ask us for assistance? Do you know what we found in her hut? Do you know what she did to my good friend? Do you know what she does?
I know exactly what she does.
Right.
Could you have helped her? He turns around to face you, finally.
Maybe. But I'm going to help her now. I'll do my best. So when I look at what's the rest of the party doing?
The deathly silence has kind of like moved itself across the rest of the party as well. Everyone has paused in their activities and was just looking at you at this conversation.
Going to try. Like I look down at my like gross, dry, pink hands. Like I breathe in where it's, you know, again, doesn't have that beautiful like scent of wet air going through my gross fish-like nostrils. Run my like tongue over my teeth. I'm going to try and make this right. It's not going to be perfect. It may not even work, but it's not dealing with the devil. But I'm going to try. Can I stand up to like full height? Because I imagine we were sort of crouching down face to face. So I'm faster by myself. But what I need to do, I cannot do alone. So I need somebody to come with me. I look at the...
They kind of like awkwardly look in between each other. Tavatine standing up says... Well, no, he says nothing. Tavatine just steps forward.
So, Grey Dove was nice enough to help me when I was not myself. And they have very powerful magics. So I'm going to go and see him. I need someone to help me. Because by myself, I'm a lot faster, but I can't pick them up as a horse.
Tavertine nods.
Okay. So the rest of you, go get Agia. See what you can do for that poor elf trapped in that lantern. And meet us at the Druid Circle in... How many days would it be by horse, Adam? Like going full...
Well, you wouldn't be able to spend the entire trip as a horse, but spending as much of the trip as horse as possible would take you...
8 hours a day, basically.
It would take you approximately maybe 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, because you'd be able to cut through a lot of space as well. You wouldn't need to go via... Well, provided you didn't get lost, you wouldn't need to go back the way you came.
Okay, true. We've got Tavatine, and he can circle up ahead to navigate.
Yeah, and that definitely will prevent... It makes it getting lost impossible.
Exactly. Bird's eye view. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. There's nothing ever wrong with a bird's eye view. It makes him omnipotent.
I know.
Yeah.
And how long would it take us to get to the Druidic Circle if we're meeting there?
It would take you a lot longer. You might also want to go via the Greyhill Free Company camp, just because it's like the route that you know. And I don't think any of you are very good outdoors people. Survival.
But time is of the essence, and as good as
time is of the essence, but also getting lost is a big time loss.
Sometimes I'm not perfect at it. And that's
actually
okay.
Forgetting that, I forget though that Tree Stump, you are pretty confident in your outdoors abilities. So maybe you think it's fine.
I think I'm so good at it.
It could take you a week if you went the path that you already knew, or it could take you, let's say, 5 days. So you could shave 2 days off by going basically as the crow flies, as it were.
And I'd again. They would be going through the Grey Hill camp, yeah?
They'd be going via. They don't need to stop in, though.
Okay, because I'd be like, if you can, avoid going, staying at the Grey Hill camp until we know further what's going on
there.
It's
important that we know more before acting rashly.
Yeah, need to think things through this time.
Doesn't feel good to talk about it. Well, what about, I think I might know a way where we don't have to go through the Greyhill Free Company and it'll be much faster. And I think we can take that path and meet you there so you have 2 whole days to try and do what you can and we'll meet you there.
Yeah.
And we can see if we can figure out some things about this elf in the lantern and...
Sure. Yes, well, I'll try and get a message somehow if things are working well. Either way, meet me in the Druid Circle.
In 5 days.
A week to 10 days is what I give. Meet me there. I'll see you all soon. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Yes, well, I think I'm going to need it. Next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. This is a message for all the seasoned and aspiring DMs out there. Do you wish to treat your players like the common dogs they are by rewarding them with treats? Well, then do we have the solution for you. Our patented Good Boy cards will make your players feel like they're doing a good job while at the same time dehumanizing them without their knowledge. Are they mad at you? Deflect by telling them they're a good boy and hand out one of our Good Boy cards. The complete deck of 50 cards is available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, with each having a unique ability your players can use in-game or hoard and never use like the dog brain idiots they are. We also have bad boy cards available for when you want to treat yourself to something nice. Grab either or both in a bundle while stocks last. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.